electronic transactions. The phone, radio, and TV will pick up new capabilities as they go digital. Some devices will be carried on your person. Some will be in different rooms in your house. Others will become standard in vehicles. Any of them will enable you to access such information as email and voicemail, stock reports or other news, the latest weather, and the status of your airplane flight. These devices will connect through wires or through wireless technologies such as infrared and radio frequencies. Though the devices will function independently, they will synchronize data among themselves automatically. These devices will become part of the fabric of daily activities. When you leave the office for the day, your personal digital companion will download your email, which might include a grocery list from your spouse. At the store, you can download a new recipe from a kiosk, which adds to your grocery list all the items you would need to use the recipe. Your digital companion is smart enough to update all the devices that need to know your home or work schedule, but updates only the kitchen device with the recipe. From a computer tablet in the kitchen or den, you check the house's status. The furnace icon may be blinking because the filter needs to be changed. A video of the front door area shows who stopped by while no one was home. Digital security cameras connected to a network are becoming cheaper and will be common to reduce theft. Some daycare centers and schools are providing password-protected access to cameras to enable parents to check on their kids while they're at school. While dinner is cooking, you go to a private website for your extended family and find out that everyone has been in the chat room discussing what activities to do at an upcoming family reunion. They used electronic polling to settle on any of half a dozen possible events, and they've asked you to go ahead and schedule as many of them as you can. A software agent, which knows you have already booked travel to the location, suggests several nearby activities, including rafting, which was on your family's list. The agent also alerts you to a new lower airfare to your destination. You digitally book the rafting and the lower fares. When you're ready to watch TV, you might scroll through the electronic programming guide on screen or use another software agent to see what's on. You've told the agent your viewing preferences, and it's tracked your actual viewing patterns, so it recommends several shows among the many hundreds available on digital TV. You choose to see a rodeo. While watching, you use the interactive menu to enter a contest and to judge the bull riding events. Viewer scores will count for half the final results. A commercial comes on advertising a minivan. Most viewers see an ad for pickup trucks, but demographic data that you voluntarily provided through your TV indicates that you're a better candidate for a family hauling vehicle. Using the interactive TV's menu, you also discover that there's a rodeo in the town where you're having the reunion. Your family wanted at least one more unusual outdoor activity, so you book the rodeo, too. The activity is automatically added to the reunion schedule, which you now email to the rest of the family. Development of intelligent interactive TV will come as television moves from analog transmission, where video and audio are carried using signal strength, to digital transmission, where video and audio are carried as digital bits. Digital transmission is less subject to distortion, is easier to correct for errors, and provides for higher quality video and sound. Better video and sound have been the main focus for broadcast networks with digital TV in the form of high-definition television, HDTV. As of late 1998, 41 U.S. stations had begun digital broadcasting for HDTV. Digital TV can do a lot more than improve broadcast quality, though. Satellite and cable companies are already using digital TV to deliver more channels. Over time, the biggest impact of digital TV will be the ability to integrate other digital data, providing interactivity, smart agents, targeted advertising and sales offers, and access to the web. Broadcasters will provide enhanced content, such as links to relevant websites or entirely new web content that complements the broadcast, or download music or software for a fee to a user's digital video disc, DVD. Many of the new features require a two-way link, which is easy for new cable TV systems. Older cable systems have to be upgraded. Satellite and over-the-air TV will use phone lines or wireless communication synchronized with their broadcast to achieve interactivity. New technology will simplify the TV interface. Trying to record one or more programs at certain times and days remains frustratingly complex with analog systems. Recording a show on one channel while you watch a different show on another may require you to swap the cables among your TV, video, and set-top box. In the future, taping a show will be as simple as telling the TV the name of the show and the episode. Using speech to interact with the TV, PC, or other personal companions will be common within 10 years. The technology will combine speech recognition and natural language understanding so that the computer can determine your intent. Speech synthesis will improve dramatically from the robot-sounding voices you hear today. Your TV and PC will include a camera so they can recognize gestures and facial expressions. They'll be able to tell whether you're talking to the device or someone else or another device and determine your emotional reaction. If you appear confused, the TV or PC will offer interactive help on the current topic or issue. It will also adapt to your behavior, whether that has to do with the programming you like on your TV or the typical pattern of activities on your PC. Computers that see, listen, and learn will extend digital technology into many new areas where the keyboard or mouse interface makes interaction impractical. The social implications of the web lifestyle and work style are enormous. A lot of people fear that computers and the internet will depersonalize experience, creating a world that's less warm and fuzzy. Some people were initially afraid that the telephone would reduce face-to-face contact too. Just as two people might call each other when they would have talked face-to-face without the phone, two people sitting close to each other might email each other when they would have met face-to-face without email. Any medium can be misused. The evolution of personal and professional manners for the web will continue. It's easy to speculate that the web lifestyle, with everyone off in his or her own little world, will cause society to fly apart. I believe the opposite is actually true. Just as the phone and email have increased contact between people living in different communities and between people on the go, the PC and the internet give us another way to communicate. They don't take any away. In reality, the ability to use the internet to move or redefine boundaries in our communities is strengthening personal and cultural connections. The city of Amsterdam, the Netherlands, facilitates internet discussions about issues such as city planning, safety, and drugs. Citizens can connect to the police via email. An Egyptian site for children called the Little Horus website contains more than 300 pages of information and illustrations covering Egypt's 7,000 years of civilization. It also gives snapshots of Egypt today, including its economic, cultural, and social life. The tour section includes tips on popular destinations for children. The web lifestyle is about broadening horizons, not narrowing them. Community building is going to be one of the biggest growth areas in the next few years on the web. The web dramatically increases the number of communities you can bond to. In the past, you might have had time to be a part of your neighborhood community and one or two social organizations you took the trouble to join. In the web lifestyle, you're limited only by your interests. One of the most powerful socializing aspects of the web is its ability to connect groups of like-minded people independent of geography or time zones. If you want to get together a group of avid bridge players, or talk issues with people who share your political views, or stay in touch with your ethnic group scattered all over the world, the web makes it easy to do. If you want to keep up with the goings-on in your hometown, the web can help. I've discovered that New Yorkers transplanted to the West Coast have an insatiable appetite for news from the Big Apple, and many of them satisfy that desire through the web. A website such as Third Age, which offers an electronic community space for seniors, illustrates the power of electronic community building. The site provides advice on family, health, technology, warnings about scams targeting seniors, and discussion groups on topical issues. The web lets you join communities across the globe and provides the opportunity to strengthen connections in your own.